Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just keep your soft ass out of the conversation.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott is in. T-Mill is on the ones and twos. Tyler Milner, y'all, just in case.
What's up, T-Money?
Tiny Dime nipples in there.
King Ding-a-ling in there.
Yeah, or him. Yeah, that's right.
I have a lot of nicknames on this show now.
Yeah, we tend to toss them around a bit. look, we in a time when we see Laremy Tunsil getting traded, you see Shaq Mason getting cut, you see a lot of guys that did not fit what D'Amico Ryans ultimately wanted out of his squad last year. You see it all over the defensive side of the football, but on the offensive side of the football, I don't know if you want to call it swarm, but there's just that level of sense of urgency, physicality, awareness. There's just a polar opposite, if you will, to what goes on the defensive side of the football, the mentality on the defensive side of the football, and the mentality on the offensive side of the football. And the question that is a real one, I think. I don't know many people out there, fans included, that are and have been as outwardly critical. Let's be honest, I've been disgusted, to be honest with you, with Dalton Schultz's play. But I think it was bad enough to where most fans acknowledge it and are wondering, if Laremy Tunsil's a guy that you can move, then why is Dalton Schultz still a Texan? Why has Dalton Schultz not been moved? Why has Dalton Schultz not been restructured to some degree to create some kind of cap space? One or the other. I don't have an answer, to be completely honest with you. My only answer would be he's too expensive and not good enough to move, to be honest with you. I think Laremy Tunsil's, it's easy. I mean, he's a good enough player in this league, and there's enough pass heavy football teams that can't protect the quarterback that moving Laremy Tunsil was probably a luxury, to be honest with you. It's probably one of those deals where the Texans looked up and, hell, we're getting four picks back. This is better than I thought it was. When you look at Dalton Schultz, I don't think Dalton Schultz, his play damn sure doesn't say it, but I don't think his reputation or any of his film, even in his good years, don't say, let me go ahead and eat $12 million a year worth of salary for a tight end that plays and puts what he put on film last year, B. Scott. So I think the question is what do the Texans do with Dalton Schultz, whether we're talking this offseason or if you're not able to move him or restructure him, what do you do with him from a play perspective once the season starts?
Yeah, and you're somebody, I give you credit for this, somebody that's kind of been beating on the Dalton Schultz drum for a while now.
Sorry, man, but it's just real.
Just keep your soft ass out of the conversation.
So I'll keep you out of this part of the conversation because you have done the due diligence on speaking to this. But I'll say this part, the Texans' offensive line was so bad, and the situation up front was so bad, It led to what they've done so far in the offseason and firing the O-line coach, firing the offensive coordinator, getting rid of three of the five starters that started the season off. That it has put in the shadows or to the back burner the fact that the Texans had a roughly $12 million a year tight end who played like at the league minimum. Like the overall, and this is not a knock on the rest of the room, like, you know, Brevin Jordan got hurt. Kay Stover was a rookie who's still relatively new to playing the position. And, of course, playing the position for the first time in the NFL. But you had a roughly $12 million a year tight end who played about the league minimum probably level. Like, what was the opposite of those other guys we were talking about? Hey, these guys got bonuses.
He was a non-factor.
You know what I mean? These guys, Henry Tortoa and Kalen Bullock, got bonuses for playing above.
Yes.
If you could take money away for somebody playing below the expectation, right. I wonder what the scale would be for Dalton Schultz for not playing to that level. Yeah. Like, honestly, the tight end group for the Texans, and we don't talk about it as much, again, because the offensive line was so bad, and there was this disappointment that C.J. Stroud had to take a step back because of all of this. But you could go get any random collection of tight ends in the NFL and make a tight end group, and it would not look like it would be negligibly different from what you got in terms of tight end production. And that's probably the nicest way I could put it, to say that it was a forgettable year last year for the tight end group. And that is not – that to me, that's inexcusable when you invest $12 million a year, $23.5 million guaranteed – in a tight end like Dalton Schultz. You absolutely either got to get more out of a guy like that or decide, hey, that wasn't good enough. We need to move on from a guy like that. I don't know what the answer is of what they necessarily see is there or what they feel. I mean, Nick Caley did coach tight ends.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's something that they feel like is there, but there's no doubt that it was a huge, massive disappointment to have a tight end that was that expensive and that underwhelming.
Yeah, look, to me, this is a deal where if given the opportunity to move Dalton Schultz and pay part of the contract that you never should have gave him, that is a real option that's on the table here. If they are, for some reason, I have a hard time believing that Laramie Tunsil, even as movable as he was, that you can in your mind make sense of moving Laramie Tunsil and not have the same, not really, they have a more bitter taste in your mouth with Dalton Schultz, because at least Laramie Tunsil did his particular job, you know, at an elite level. You know, Dalton Schultz didn't. Look, I think one thing that you can say about this offensive unit is they went through a lot of adversity last year, and I'm a huge fan of adversity. I believe adversity shows me a man's true colors. And the truth of the matter is, we can sit around and talk about Dalton Schultz was put in some bad situations last year. And there is no doubt about it. CJ was put in some bad situations last year. Hell, everybody was, given the communication problems and all that. But how did you fight through it? And how did you go about trying to overcome it? And how did it affect the rest of your game? Like Laramie Tunsil, you say what you want about Laramie Tunsil, but the one thing Laramie Tunsil did was all the miscommunications and all the crap that went on up front, he still graded out in all these advanced stats from a pass protection standpoint as high as he always does.
Yeah.
Right? It didn't impact. Like, Dalton Schultz went to a hell in a handbasket immediately, right? I mean, you're talking about a guy that was dropping passes in critical moments of the game, and he's a pass-receiving tight end first. You're talking about a guy that created zero separation even when he got the mismatch that you wanted. Right? And now, was that out of frustration because C.J. Stroud didn't go to him, wasn't as reliant on him as he was the year before? I don't know. And is there a chance for Dalton Schultz to rebound? Yes. But the reality of it is you know now who Dalton Schultz is. If it's not a perfect world for Dalton Schultz, it's going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
If he's got a lead up in the run game against a physical defense, it ain't happening. He's turning it down. If he doesn't have perfect position on somebody, whether he's pass protection or run blocking, he's pouting, he's turning it down, and if he can't create separation on top of that, then you got major problems. So the question of what you do, if I'm Nick Caserio, I've been trying to move Dalton Schultz for the last 6 weeks. I'm trying to move Dalton Schultz, and I'll eat part of the contract that I gave him to move on from.
Now, I will say one key difference or distinction between Dalton Schultz and Laramie Tunsil in terms of the frustration. With Tunsil, it was a lot of the tone setting and the leadership style, not feeling like the leadership style was there or that the leadership itself was non-existent. Dalton Schultz, for better or worse, actually does have some of the more traditional and idealistic leadership qualities that you would want from your leaders within your offense.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He's just not doing the other thing, producing on the field. And so it brings you back to that. It's like, okay, it's fine if he's an accountability partner for CJ Stroud, a sounding board, somebody that they feel like will step up and say something when something is wrong, which to my understanding, Dalton Schultz is 100% one of those guys in that locker room. But you can't help but to think, well, what would the Texans offense have looked like if the $12 million tight end actually played like even a $8 to $10 million tight end.
The arrow's pointed up.
Much less the league minimum type of play that he gave you at times. Like it's a tough disconnect.
Yeah, look, I look at Laremy Tunsil and Dalton Schultz as two in the same. One of them just had a C on his chest and one of them was making 20 whatever million dollars. I mean, neither one of them, if either one of those guys are voices in your locker room, you lack leadership. You lack alphas, you lack dogs, you lack a voice in your locker room, which we need to talk about that. And today's not the day because I don't have it mapped out, but we need to talk about that because this is a real problem on the offensive side of the football. I've mentioned it laughing and joking kind of in tongue in cheek over the last couple of days, but there's not just a need for, again, like we talked about, boy, this interior offensive line, another receiver, a backup running back. And there's not just a need for that, guys. There's a real need for a absolute leader of men. D'Amico can't do it all, man.
Hey,
D'Amico can't do it all.
Hard to watch them last year and argue with you. Just to be honest, like it's hard to watch them last year and feel like what you're saying is out of bounds or off base.
It wouldn't shock me one bit if they found a trade partner for Dalton Schultz, but the Texans would have to eat half the contract. Kind of like not on the same level, but kind of like they had with Clowney. Remember Jadeveon Clowney? Yeah. They ate $7 million or whatever when they traded him to Seattle.
Yeah.
Or I think they cut him in.
They traded him to Seattle.
Whatever they did. Yeah,
they franchise tagged him and then traded him to Seattle.
And
I remember.
$7 million, I think it was $7 million. Like something similar to that. Obviously a lesser player. This isn't Clowney we're talking about. But I don't think you're going to get somebody to eat $12 million worth of Dalton Schultz film if it's last year's film. So that absolutely cannot be the case.
I mean, the only glass half full look at it, Clint, is maybe the change in the offense, the change of the vibe around, the changes that they make on the offensive line, the change that they made with the offensive coordinator, maybe that brings something out of Dalton Schultz. I'm not going to pretend to be, like, optimistic about that. Yeah. I think that's a possibility, but I'm not going to pretend to, like, be hanging my hat on it.
Well, that's just one place for big-time improvement is at that tight end position. I don't know if it's in-house. I don't know if it's not, but there's room for that offense to get significantly better by that position improving the overall production from the group as a whole, and damn sure from Dalton Schultz. All right, the Rockets, they got a game tonight versus the Suns, and the starting lineup is out, and they've got one man back that is a big difference maker if he can stay.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.